Chapter 12. Goodbye, Grandma.
The recipe is still wrong, Mr. Cranky said. Can you think of any more ingredients, George?
Sorry, Dad, George said. I can't remember anything more.
Stop this now, Mrs. Cranky said. The recipe will never be right. You need all the same ingredients, and you need the right amount of each ingredient. How can you do that?
Mr. Cranky looked really sad, and George was sad too. He was still crouching on the ground with the spoon and the cup of medicine. The tiny black chicken was walking slowly away, and George watched it. Then Grandma came into the garden, taking giant steps. She looked down at her family and she cried,
"What's happening here? Nobody brought me my cup of tea."
"I'm sorry, Mother," Mrs. Cranky said. "I'll get you some tea now."
"George can get it for me," Grandma said.
Suddenly, Grandma saw the cup in George's hand. She bent down and looked into the cup. The medicine looked like tea.
"You've got a nice cup of tea," she cried. "But you didn't make a cup for your grandmother. You're a really horrible little boy."
"No, Grandma," George said. "This isn't tea."
"Yes, it is," Grandma shouted. "Of course it's tea. Give it to me now."
"No," Mrs. Cranky cried. "It isn't for you, Mother."
"Now you're being horrible to me too," Grandma said to Mrs. Cranky. "You're my own daughter and you don't want me to have a nice cup of tea."
Mr. Cranky looked up at Grandma and he smiled sweetly.
"Of course it's for you," he said. "Take it and drink it while it's still nice and hot."
"I will,"
Grandma said, bending down and taking the cup from George's hand.
"No, Grandma," George cried. "You mustn't drink it."
"Don't drink it, Mother,"
Mrs. Cranky shouted.
"Drink the tea, Grandma,"
Mr. Cranky said again, with an enormous smile on his face.
"It's wonderful."
"No,"
the other two cried.
"No, no, no."
But it was too late. Grandma put the cup to her mouth and she quickly drank all of it.
"Mother,"
Mrs. Cranky cried,
"you just drank a huge amount of George's marvellous medicine number 3. Look at that tiny chicken. It only had one small spoonful, but you had about 50 spoonfuls."
But Grandma did not hear her because big clouds of steam were coming out of her mouth and she was beginning to whistle.
"This is going to be interesting,"
Mr. Cranky said, still smiling.
"You did this,"
Mrs. Cranky said to him.
"Your medicine is cooking my mother."
"I didn't do anything,"
Mr. Cranky said. Steam was now coming out of Grandma's nose and ears too, and the whistling was getting louder and louder.
"She's going to explode,"
Mrs. Cranky cried. George was really worried. He started to move back.
"We must help her,"
said Mrs. Cranky.
"It's too late,"
said Mr. Cranky happily. But then, suddenly, the whistling stopped and the steam stopped and Grandma started to get smaller. Her head was not as high as the roof now, and she was coming down fast.
"Watch this, George,"
Mr. Cranky said, jumping around the garden.
"She's shrinking like the chicken.
Very soon, Grandma was her normal size again.
Stop shrinking now, Mrs. Cranky said.
But Grandma did not stop. She got smaller and smaller. And in only 30 seconds, she was as small as a bottle of cola.
How do you feel, Mother?
Asked Mrs. Cranky. Grandma looked like a doll, but her face looked very angry.
How do I feel? She cried. What do you think? A minute ago, I was a giant, and it was excellent. But now I'm tiny.
She's still getting smaller,
Mr. Cranky said happily, and she was. When Grandma was no bigger than a pen, Mrs. Cranky picked her up and she held Grandma in her hands.
How can I stop her shrinking? She said.
You can't stop her shrinking, Mr. Cranky said.
But I must stop her, Mrs. Cranky cried. She's disappearing!
A second later, Grandma was the size of a piece of grass, then a piece of rice, and then she was not there.
Where is she?
Mrs. Cranky said.
She disappeared.
Hurrah!
Mr. Cranky cried.
What great medicine, George!
For a few minutes, Mrs. Cranky walked around and she said,
Where are you, Mother? How can I find you?
But George did not say a word. He felt quite strange.
There is magic in the world, he thought. And this morning, I saw it with my own eyes.
Roald Dahl, Penguin Readers, George's Marvellous Medicine. Illustrated by Quentin Blake. Level 3. This book has been simplified for English language learners by Karen Kovacs. Series editor, Madeline Burgess. Read by Nigel Pilkington. Copyright, The Roald Dahl Story Company Limited, 2024.